Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Join us now is Kyle Brick, the head coach of the Blind River Beavers of the NOJHL. The Beavers have seen a huge turnaround in the span of just one season and have recently set a franchise record. Kyle, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Welcome to the show.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Gino.
Kyle, you guided the Beavers to a franchise-best 30 wins this season. How were you able to turn this around so quickly, given the fact that this same franchise only won 10 games last year?
Well, I'm not sure if I have a concrete answer for you there, Dino, but it definitely started in the summer with our recruitment program when we really wanted to get some class act kids into Blind River and, you know, really try and bring hockey back to this town. And you know what? It's on the players. They had a lot of responsibility put on them to change an image that had been created from the past couple seasons, and they've really responded well. And as a coaching staff, our first step was we wanted to change the culture. You know, we made the kids accountable on and off the ice, and, you know, it seemed to work thus far.
What's it like in a rebuild like that at the junior level? Because we see it in the NHL. We just went through the NHL trade deadline. The Vancouver Canucks are going through this big rebuild now. The Red Wings are going through it. What's it like to try to convince the young kids, hang in there, it's going to be okay in the long run?
Well, you know, I didn't have a lot of that, Gino, because this is my first year with the team, and the first thing I did when I came in was pretty much cleaned house. I only kept three kids who were from around the area, and I knew I was, you know, happy with their game and so forth. But my biggest struggle was convincing kids from across Canada to come to a team that only had 10 wins last year and one win the year before. But, you know, that speaks to some of the character of the players that we've brought in. And you know, they've really enjoyed themselves up here. So it's been great.
You come from a winning tradition. You, in the past couple of seasons, were the Sioux Thunderbirds, a team that won the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League title, Dudley Hewitt Cup, advanced to the RBC Cup. What made you want to make the move?
You know, I think the big thing was I wanted to be a head coach. And, you know, under Jordan Smith, they're a very accomplished coach. That just wasn't going to happen for me in the Sioux. And an opportunity in Blind River came calling, which really is only 30 minutes from my hometown of Saskatchewan. And, you know, I really thought, hey, this is a great opportunity for me, and I'm going to jump at it when I can. And, you know, you're exactly right when you say a winning tradition with the Thunderbirds. The things I've learned with that organization and that program for the past 2 years have definitely helped me guide the team this year to the success we're having.
Is there one or two things that you take from that experience where you say, if I could transfer anything, this is what I would want to transfer in terms of a philosophy?
Winning attitude. Pretty much that losing is not acceptable. You know, you're going to have your games where things don't go right and you get a loss, but it's about how you respond. And with the Thunderbirds, it was winning was expected. Every day you came to the rink, you were expected to bring your lunch pail and your work boots, and, you know, you were there for a purpose, and that purpose was to win hockey games. And that's kind of the attitude that I brought to Blind River, and the kids have responded well to it. And, you know, we've competed well with some of the top teams in our league, so we're happy with where we're at. I say happy, but not satisfied. We're excited heading into the playoffs here.
You mentioned only three guys from last year's roster. A lot of the guys you have right now in this current roster are pretty young. How much carryover do you think you'll have from this year to next year to really build that philosophy of winning?
Well, you know, I think we're looking at returning about 12 kids. I'm excited about next year, to be honest. Not looking too far forward as the playoffs are our main concern right now. But we're just going to lose our 20-year-olds and obviously some of our 19-year-olds. Import players are going to try out in other leagues closer to home. And you know, we've kind of got word from them that if that doesn't work out, then they'd be happy to return to Blind River. So, you know, the future looks bright here, and we're excited about that.
It's pretty impressive what you've been able to do. Kyle, thanks for this. We appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Thanks so much, Gino.
That was Kyle Brick, the head coach of the Blind River Beavers of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.